Bekat Sicha, hashtag the Mashgiach, the truth.
Itself, the inyan of Brichat Torah, and it's something that's very matim to this week's parasha as well. This week's parasha, Kukukosai, that this is the parasha where the Torah speaks about, where Chazal explained that the Torah speaks about the inyan of Brichat Torah, a male's Torah, and it's something which I think it's such an important thing, and it's so basic, it's such a pivotal point, and you know, you read it, you read the Rashis, and it's gone. And the Maisa, what do you see here in the Torah? What's the Torah saying? The Torah is saying something, an incredible thing. A few psukim, about 20, 30 psukim at the beginning, a few psukim of bracha, a few psukim of klala, and the Torah says it's all totally in one thing. In B'chukosai Teleifu, that's Mitzvayse Tishmer V'asisa Moisam, that Rashi says that it's talking about Shetiu Amel Bater. What does it say if you are Amel Bater? Then, Gvaldiga Brachas. V'nasati Gishmechim B'itam, V'isabuchem Daesh Aspotzer, that means you'll have Tuo. V'nasati Shalom Ba'oretz, you'll have peace, you don't have to worry about your neighbors, V'shpati Chayero, V'redavta Mesavechem, V'rodkrem Chamishame, you'll be safe. Upanise Alechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn to take care of us, to focus on us. Vifreise Eschem, Vyrbeise Eschem, Bachaltim Yoshin Oshon, then Menasati Mishkani B'Soichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make His dwelling place amongst us. Salachti B'Soichem. And that's mamish, the best of the brothers. What? If we'll be Amel Bater. And then it says, if not, Vumlois Ishmu. And now she says, now what does it mean? It means it's going on. So what do we see from here? And I don't have to read all the clothes that we read afterwards, one after the other, after the next. So what's the pasuk? What's the parasha teaching us? One thing that we have to know. If you want it to be good, then Amel Spater. And without Amel Spater, then Lelaine. You know, it's I would say it's the start of, you know, the slippery slope downward, you know, from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. Unfortunately, that's the truth. And this is the parasha that's supposed to be, this is our parasha, Bnei Torah, that we're supposed to incorporate this into our thinking. That's not, this is supposed to become in our blood. This is, I would call it the first truth. You know, I said I'm going to talk about the truth, this is the first truth. We'll talk about more. But this is the truth of life. That's what the parasha is telling us. And it's something that we have to really knock into ourselves. You know, when we go home, Marshall, and we meet up with our old friends, and our friends tell us that, you know, they didn't get to go to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't go to yeshiva, so they started working, they start telling you how much money they're making, what they're doing with it, and this. So how do you look at them? You have to look at them and say, Nebuch, he's not a male bater. I'm not talking right, wrong, I'm just saying the concept, how we have to have in our heads that a male bater gives me kol ha'tayv that it says in the parasha, which includes everything. Gashmius, Ruchmius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be close to us. That's where it's at. That's the first thing that we have to know from the parasha. Good, we'll have to try to explain what it means, why it is like that. But just to remember, the parasha is telling us a truth of life. This is the way it is. And that's something that we have to know. That's first. Chazal say, to make it a little, you know, more geschmack, Chazal say a very stark lashon over here. Very interesting. In the Sifra over here, brought down the Malbim Chumash, she brings down the Divrei HaSifra. In b'chukoy say talechu, melan ka'mokoy mis'ave she yisro ha'mel b'ater. Kodesh Baruch Hu, mis'ave da kal yisro she be ha'mel b'ater. Why? It brings down if there was a bunch of psukim. How does it know this? So it brings down a bunch of psukim. One pasuk is, Lu ami shamel li yisro b'drochai alavu kamat evei machneya v'altzorei mashiv yadi. That it says over there that if Klal Yisrael will listen to me, so then I'll take care of their tzorehem. Then it brings down another pasuk, Lu k'shafti l'mitzvayisay. So all these little shenis of Lu ami means if it would be, Halavai, my nation should listen to me. But then it says at the end of the pasuk, and this is very important, it says then the pasuk, I want them to listen to me so that I should be able to take care of them. I want them to keep my mitzvahs so that I should be able to take care of them. It brings down another pasuk, Miten v'hei levavim zelahem liroisi. So what do you understand from this Medrash? You understand also, which is what it says in the Pesukim, but you just see also what's going on over here in the big picture, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'aveh that Klal Yisrael should be Eimah Batar. Why? Because this way he can give them the Tevis that he wants to give them. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world. He wants to give us Tevis, and that's what it says over here in all this Pesukim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'aveh that Klal Yisrael should be learning the Torah. Why? So that he could give them play. Very interesting to think about it, right? You know, another thing, it says, everyone's familiar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misavu t'vos mishal tzadikim, right? Another thing that it says, I don't know, maybe there are other things too. I didn't look on the computer, but that's the two things that I can remember. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misave, so the t'vos mishal tzadikim, and then there's this. But misavu t'vos mishal tzadikim, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the davening to him, that he wants the davening. That's what it's talking about over here. Over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that Klal Yisrael should learn Torah. Why? Because he wants to be able to mashmiya kleiv on Klal Yisrael. And that's what it says in the Medrash. And this is something that we have to remember, that this Anel's Torah is all just to be able to give us good. And it makes it easier. It's not an easy thing, but we have to keep this in mind. More so, everyone's familiar, the famous Lashon of the Archaim. The Archaim HaKadosh says, if they would understand what's the geschmack, what's how sweet it is, then they would be mishtagin. They would go crazy. Nothing else would be worth anything. And that's all they want. Think about it. He's trying to tell us something. He's telling us, I know something that I want to share with you. Good. It's something, obviously, it's not so easy, it's not so obvious, otherwise everyone would be doing it. He's telling us, try. Obviously it takes work, but he's telling you that the payoff is great, and it's worth it, because if we can touch it, and if we can get through, and we can feel it, then we'll experience something that's the mesikos and the arevos is so great that Pasha would take control of us, and they'll. So that's the first thing we have to know. The first thing we have to know is that that's what the Torah speaks about, and it's either or. It's very important to remember that. It's either or. Ya'amel b'Torah, then kol ha'tev hazeh. And it's geshmak, and it's good, and you won't want to do anything else, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. But, if not, not. That's the hemshel of the parasha that we have to remember. Okay, so that's just an introduction of what the parasha is telling us. Now we have to talk about it. So what does it mean? What does it mean, Amel Spatim? And this is something everyone speaks about on the parasha. And they're pretty much, they're coming to answer a kasha, a or. It's not a kasha, it's just a or to understand the marriage. That l'maisa, the Torah speaks it out in the lashon of in b'chukosai teleichu. And everyone tries to explain all the darshanim, how, where does it fit into the world? Where it says b'chukosai teleichu. And Rashi tells us, Chazal tells us that this b'chukosai teleichu means shetiu amel matar. So, how does it fit into the words? And also, that will give us an understanding of what's expected of us. So we want to be Amel Bater. What's expected of us? What's expected? What's this Amel Bater that we're talking about? Okay, so let's discuss. So So usually everyone assumes that Omo means hard work, effort, and it does mean that, but I'm just going to adjust it a little bit. But the Pashto says, everyone says it talks about the Terech Shabbat, the efforts, the strenuous effort to put in, straining ourselves to the last of our koiches. And that's certainly a true definition of Omo, but it's hard to see how it fits into the Lashon of Telecho. In other words, we have to see how it fits in, and I think we're going to see in Chazal maybe that that's not exactly the definition. Again, it's going to require hard work, but I don't know if that's the definition. That's not the Hadgosha. That's not the emphasis that's being made over there. So that's what I want to try to do. I want to try to figure it out. Now, we know, certainly, that it takes hard work, but Lumashal, I saw our Rav Shmuel, he says that there's not Aruch Chaim. The Aruch Chaim says that L'ro Omo Bistro, in Parshas Balak, it says, L'ro Omo Bistro. So the Aruch Chaim says over there, which is Lushi Tosli, he says, what does it mean, L'ro Omo Bistro? It means that we never saw that Klai Yisrael looks like they're working hard. It doesn't look like they're straining themselves. Why? He says, because it's so gishmak, paramitzvahs, that it's not called Omo. So that's what he's saying, that mitzvahs is gishmak, which is what he says, what we just saw. He says, in Kiseitze. So it doesn't seem like it's the hard work. It's not the Lufum Tsara Agra. Some people want to say that the Amelus Pater is because the more efforts you put in, so it's the Lufum Tsara Agra. That's not what it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be a Tsar. It's supposed to be gishmak, like the Rachaim says. It's not the hardship Shabbat. There must be something more. Now, the hardship Shabbat, if a person goes and, you know, plays a game of basketball or football or whatever, no, it's efforts. I don't know if you call that Omo. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something more, something deeper. So what is it that we're talking about? Okay. So it's very interesting. Another R. This Gemara over here, this Medrash that I just read, the Sifra before I smoothed over the Pesukim, but now I'm going to read you the Pesukim that the Medrash brings about how do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misava La'Amelon Batar. So you are so Amelon Batar. Brings three Pesukim. Lu ami shameli yisro v'drocha yehalechus. Halavai, that my nation should listen to me and they should go in my ways. Yisro v'drocha yehalechus. Hamat oivei machmia v'altzorei mashiv yodim. I'll take care of their enemies and I'll put my hand against them. Very nice. We just talked about Amelus Batar. Says Lu ami shameli. Now listen to me. V'drocha yehalechus. They're going to go in my ways. Another pasuk brings Gomer. If they listen to my mitzvahs, then they will have shalom, good things. Then it brings a third pasuk. That's what it says. If the Matan Torah, which both says, right? That Chai so expressed that they were scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they didn't want to hear the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were scared. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mi yitem v'hoi levavam zeh, li roisi, lishum l'ksoisa kol yam, l'man yitav lehem, that I should be good for them, v'chulu. What's the Medrash bringing? We're talking about Amelus Batur. It doesn't say anything about Amelus Batur. So obviously, this Amelus Batur is something broader, something more. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. What exactly is Nechon? So we're going to come back to this Medrash in a minute. This is a Gemara. A famous Gemara, which I'm sure you've all heard. The Gemara speaks about Adam la'amo yuah, right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara over there says that a person was created for Amo. Again, what does it mean? We'll try to figure it out. For work. So Gemara says, what's it talking about? Is it talking about Amo guf, Amo peh? So the Gemara says it's talking about Amo peh. Gemara brings the pasuk, ochav alav pihu, something to do with the mouth. So first. And it says Amo peh. Then the Gemara says, which kind of Amal Peh is it talking about? Talking, Sicha, Torah, before that. What does it mean, Amal Peh? Amal means hard work. Hard work, expressive, constrain yourself, scream out loud. What does it mean? I don't think that's what it's talking about. It's not talking about hard work. It's talking about something else. Then the Gemara says, no, it's about talking about Amal Peh. Which Amal Peh? Torah. That's what it says. And that's Adam la'amo yulad. A person was created for Amelus. So there's another Gemara that says even more than it says in this parsha. This parsha is saying it from a practical point of view. This is the way it is. If you have a middle for Torah, you have what's good. If not, not. Then we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu misaveh that Klal Yisrael should be a male in the Torah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give them good. And that Gemara is saying that that's what a person was created for. Adam L'amal Yulav. He was created to Amelus. Which Amelus? It says Amal Torah. That's what the Gemara says over there. Then the Gemara says a very interesting thing. The Gemara says like this. It's brought down Aramaic. The Taich is, it says that every goof is like an empty vessel, an empty kli. If someone's zeicher, he fills up his kli with Torah. If someone's not zeicher, he fills it up with Ram B'Peh. That's the hemshach of the Gemara. What does it have to do with Adam Amal Yulad? What's the... Also, very tricky to see. I'm going to try to explain. I'm trying to paint the picture so that we'll be able to understand what's going on here. So, Gemara is saying that where does the Adam Amal Yulad come from? Because every person was created empty. We've spoken about this before. God created a world that has a lot missing from it. And he created us also. And he gave us to fill ourselves up. And a person has this feeling of emptiness that he's trying to fill. And that's where this push, this dachaf comes from, that a person wants to fill it up. If a person's zeicher, so then he fills it up with good things, with terror, with tefillah. And if a person's not zeicher, so then he fills it up with other things. And very often he feels that he's trying to do things. There's this lack and he's trying to do it and he's trying to fill it up. But we all know that when you fill it up with other things, it's not the same. You don't even get it full, it just makes you more. But that's what the Gemara says. If a person's zeicher, he fills it up with that. But I'll put him, that's what the Gemara is describing. And then the Gemara brings a third name. And this is where I think, you know, we're going to find the answer. The Gemara over there discusses. Now the Gemara doesn't say it's connected, but I'll show you also in other ways how it's connected. The Gemara says like this. Kol alei mitera leprakim, I don't have the Gemara in front of me, so it says that someone who's, there's a son and someone who's lei mitera leprakim. Leprakim means sometimes. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. It says over there that someone who's lei mitera leprakim is like an unfaithful wife. Sometimes she's faithful to husband, and sometimes not. I have to look at that. Medrash says like that also. So Yalkut Shemayin and Tilim, it says, Eis lasis la'ashem neferu tarasecha, famous prophet. Eis lasis la'ashem, the Medrash says, kol ha'loimid ter le'itim, is kamefer bris. If someone learns ter le'itim, eis lasis la'ashem, means there's a time to learn ter, then, that's called a Torah of bris of Torah. That's not the way Torah was given. Very similar to this Gemara. What's the Nekudah? I think the Nekudah is like this. When we talk about Amal, what we're talking about is, in what are you putting your efforts? What is your every person in his life feels that he's doing something, he has an effort, he's involved in something. I don't think of a good English word, which is good, because I would have to say a lot of words. But it's something that, if the question is, what are you doing? What are you involved in? What is your amelus in? And that's what the Torah wants, that our amelus should be in Torah. It means that that's what we're involved. L'mosha, that Gemara over there that says that a person is like a kli reik, and that's why Adam l'amo yulav. What does it mean? It means that a person, his whole life, is walking around with this feeling that he's got to fill it up, he has to do something, he's missing something, he needs to fill himself up with something. It's not something which you have a schedule, you do it now, you don't do it then. It's something that's all-encompassing, it takes over a person. And that's the way Torah is supposed to be. And it's something that, you know, Baruch Hashem, we learn about Snodah, but, you know, we're missing maybe the gemaris of once upon a time, like what they saw in the yeshivas, people who posted, they couldn't take themselves away from learning. In the olden days, they used to learn. So I'm saying the details. I know the details are not so much negay, it's hard for us. I'm not saying for the practical details. I'm saying for the nekuda of understanding the mindset. You know, the days when they used to learn in yeshivas 18 hours a day. It's not the number. That's not what we're talking about. It's the attitude was that we need to do as much of this as possible because this is what we need. This is what our amal is in. The Medrash HaGadol says in the Furish, and this psukim b'chukosei telehu, it says shekol halicha shaloi pei hiluchav umasov umatonach elav bahem. Yehiluch and your masa and matan should only be with Torah. I'll try to explain a little more, and that's why I was saying all these details that I said before. This medrash, what does it bring down? It says that Lu ami shamadli yisro b'drochai alocho, going in darchai kodesh baruch. It speaks about liyiro esi kol yom. How does a person live his life that everything he does he's going in darchai Hashem? How does a person live his life with yiro? There's only one way, and that is if his head is involved in Torah. What I mean to say about that's what his mind is into. That's what he does. That's what he thinks about. Someone who's like that, so then everything he does automatically, he's doing al pi Torah, he's doing b'darkei Hashem. That's why the Medrash could bring that pasuk on Shetu Amelim b'Torah, because that's called b'drachei halacha, and that's why it's called teilechu, because it means how we're going, how we're living. That's what our life is about. That's how we're going down the path. That's the path we're setting for ourselves. We're setting for ourselves a path of being involved in Torah. And that's why when we talk about learning Torah le'itim, what the Gemara speaks about over there, so that's it's a steer to that. Again, it's not a bad thing. Someone has storm kivuim in this, but it just means it's a different attitude. I come to the Beis Medrash, now's the time to learn. I open my Gemara, and I learn, and then I finish, I close my Gemara, and I go away. It has to be a different experience. It has to be, I close my Gemara, I have to go to Mincha, I have to go to lunch. No one's saying not to. But it's a different attitude. Once upon a time, it used to be that on the way to meals, and at meals, I'm walking around the street, what did they talk about? They talked about what they learned, and during Seder, they had a kasha that bothered them, so then it bothered them when they closed their Gemara too. Because there was no time for Torah. It wasn't the time that we learned. That's Eis Lasos L'Hashem. That's called Hefer Tosef. That's not the bris that we had with our Kodesh Baruch. The bris that we have with our Kodesh Baruch is the Kodesh Baruch that I gave you my Torah. This is supposed to be everything to you. This is what you're supposed to be doing all the time. And this is what you're supposed to be filling up your life with. And if you do, like we pointed out before, we have to remember, then it will fill you in a way that's unbelievable. Like the Archaim says, we'll feel that it's so incredible that we don't want to do anything else, because we don't want to fill ourselves up with anything else. And that's the way Torah is supposed to be by Kval Yisrael. That's the Tzura of Torah by Kval Yisrael. Once upon a time, it was much more like that, with much more people, and you have to try a little bit, you know, tell the stories, read the books and this, and again, maybe the practical details are not so much at us, and other schools, they used to be at us. I'm not saying that. But it's not the practical details, it's the rayon, it's the concept. What are we trying to do? We want to be, a male of the term means we want to be, this is what we're involved in. I saw, I think it's Lashon v'Chafetz Chaim, maybe, I saw by the Manchester Rashid, he says that everyone talks about kavati itam later. That's a big thing, everyone talks about kavay itam later. People think, what does it mean? It means I have to set aside the time for Torah. If I have a time set for Torah, then I'm okay. That's a level. Of course, it's certainly true. It's good to set aside time. But he says, it's a mistake. It doesn't mean to say that a person could say, that's all I have to do. He says, a person has to always be involved in Torah. The ma'il of Kfis Itam Bater is that he has a time set aside that no matter what happens, he's not going to give up that time. That's the ma'il. It's not that he could do that, it's a default. He could do that instead of learning all the time. It's not instead. The chiyuv is to be involved all the time. A person has to set a time for him that if he doesn't have more time than this, but this amount of time is chayv le'yad. That's I think the Lashon of Chafetz Chaim and Manchester Rashid one of the two. He says that it's not an alternative type of field. The way we have Torah is all encompassing. You see the Lashonis, and some of you are familiar, and that Chaim speaks about it. Right, the famous machlokes between the Shmuel and Shimba Yechoy. Right, the Shmuel says that a person could go do work in the field, and it says Hanek Bohem Minik Derechayim. Says, what does it mean? Hanheg bohem min derech eretz. It means that even if you're learning Torah, you also could be involved in derech eretz. So Chaim Volozhin says, but it means hanheg bohem min derech eretz. It's with the Torah, you have to do your derech eretz. But it doesn't mean that your mind is not still thinking, learning. Again, how much you're thinking doesn't mean you're going through sugyos and daf and baal peh. Someone's capable of avada. But it's not only that. There's lashon of a Rambam. The Rambam says when a person stops to do a mitzvah shegev shlase dechem. Says miyad yachsa lulimudav. Says he starts. It's something that's mutter to start learning from. And then he says miyad yachsa lulimudav. So everyone asks, why is the Rambam telling me that? So everyone, different thoughts. The part is that you have to understand that when you're doing that, your mind is still on your learning. If you learn Birchas HaTorah, the Rishonim say that's why we don't have to make a new bracha on Birchas HaTorah. If we stop learning for something and we go back to learning, it's because our mind is supposed to be on it all the time. That's the way we're supposed to have Torah breath. It's Hanet Bohem. It's true, I have to do other things, but my mind never leaves Torah. I saw a letter like that Zun Misalan wrote to his son when he went on Shlichus Teretz Yisrael. He said, it's true, you're going, but he says, you have to always be thinking about the time you're going to get back to learning, the time you get back to learning. It's a mindset. That's the way Torah was by Klai Yisrael. That's the way it's supposed to be. And that's what we know. The Halacha, the Rambam says, he says, a person has to be learning Torah all the time, even when he's sick. He says, I feel b'yem misasa. What's the pshat? It doesn't mean that, you know, when a person's by his thinking, oh, it says in halacha, it just means that if that's a person's life, then that's what he's thinking about. That's what's going on by him. Like we just went through Lagboim or Shimbay Chai, right? The day that he was nifter, it says he sat down with his Talmidim and he told his Talmidim that he has Torah prepared that he's going to say in front of the Beis Medrash Shamayla when he gets upstairs. That's what he's going to share with them. That's what he was thinking about when he saw it. He was thinking about that. Has Torah. That's what they're going to look at. That's what he wants to do. That's what he wants to share with the Bezen Shamayla. That's what life is about. Reminds me of a story. I'll end with just a cute story. Make the point that they say that there was once a Rav in the time of the French and Russian war. So there were cities, small cities in between the borders. The Russians used to come and take over the city. The French would take over back. There was a Rav in one of the cities. He used to sit and he was sitting and learning. And the Russians came into the city, so all the other people cleared out of the city, and he was sitting. So they barged into his house, and they found him sitting there, over his Rambam. So they told him, they're going to kill him. Prepare to meet your maker, you know? So he looked at them and said, listen, do me a favor, I'm holding over here middle of the Shreya Rambam. He said, just give me 5 minutes, and I'll finish. At least let me finish what I'm in the middle of doing. So the Talmud thought he was so crazy that, you know, why not? We grant him his last wish. So he sat and he was trying to finish. And meanwhile, the Russians came back into the city and they started shooting, you know, so the soldiers ran out of the house. And he lived to tell the story afterwards. What's the Nakuda? The Nakuda is, what's going on over here? They're threatening his life, you know, something, say, read or whatever. In the middle. This is right. This is what he's doing. It's an extreme story, but it's something that we have to remember. This is the way we're supposed to have Torah. This is the Bukhais, this is the Amelun Bater. This is what we're doing. This is what we do. It's not totally scheduled. It's not this. If I have a few minutes, if something happens, I finish with my Chavrusa early, so you have a few minutes. Okay, so we finished. We did what we're supposed to do. We finished the Mamre Kaimis for the day. So now we can go and take off till shit. There's not time, this is what it's about. There's other things I have to do in my life, responsibility, panasa, whatever it is. People have all kinds of things, but this is where it's at. That's the way Torah is supposed to be. And in the end, we have to remember, this is what it's Tolian. That if we'll be on Meilon B'Torah, then we'll promise Kol Karev Sheba Elon. In this world, in the next world, we'll have something, like the Aruch Chaim says, well, something we won't want to do anything else. It's so all-encompassing, and it's so filling. We fill up our kli, and we feel full. This is what I need to fill myself up with. And why would someone want anything else? That's the truth. That's the way we're supposed to feel. Why would someone want anything else? The kids, so we have a few days left until Yom Kippur to work on it. That when we come to Shavuos, this is the way we're going to be Makabel the Torah. That this is the only thing that I want as much as I can. Everyone with their limitations, with the things they have to do. I'm not talking practical numbers. It's a question of attitude. I want to be able to do this all the time as much as I can, because this is the best thing for me to fill myself up with. And Mirtz Hashem, if we could prepare ourselves and we could feel that way, so we'll have a good Kabbal Satera, and we'll have to live our lives that way, and we deserve to call the brachs of the parasha. Oh.
get the 31 days.